When former financial planner Lori Barlow moved to Flagstaff, she volunteered at the emergency shelter.
She was overwhelmed by the number of people stuck in poverty.
I was surprised we had people staying there that had jobs. And that just amazed me, you know, what's happening to these people that are trying.
Barlow now houses about 50 of those people at the old 66 Motel, now called the New Living Community. Many work seasonal jobs or rely on Social Security or disability checks to pay the rent.
People like Hans Papp, who moved here from Baltimore after he'd been diagnosed with lung cancer.
It was one of my dreams to come out west. So I figured before I die, I'd at least come out here and see the west.
Being homeless in Flagstaff was harder than Papp expected. He says there were few places to go to escape the cold.
Things are a little better now that he has a key to a room at a New Living Community.
That's a propane camping stove I use to cook with. Usually hamburger, chicken, cheap stuff. I usually crack that window open a little bit to kind of get some air circulating.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
When you get a chance, I was going to talk to you about my heater.
A few doors down, William Fulton is working on one of the old motel rooms.
He's a former engineer with more than 3 decades of experience, but then he was injured on the job.
Just kind of fell into a kind of a state of depression and not being able to get steady work.
At 58, Fulton says many think he's too old.
Right after the housing bust, I mean, when the economy went down, everybody's just trying to survive, you know. And so I got into the handyman service, and I didn't really like the title handyman because I'm an engineer. I've done so much.
Out of work and living in a van, Fulton met Lori Barlow, the woman who founded a New Living Community.
So she asked, so you want to come in here and fix these rooms up in exchange for rent, help you get back on your feet? I said, yeah. Sorry, I'm getting choked up.
And I broke my back, smashed my face. I flew off a bike at like 80 miles an hour, face first, 100 feet. It was really cool.
Julie Bowman, whose friends call her Red, crashed a motorcycle 20 years ago. Red's a self-described biker chick who used to be a bartender.
The accident left her broke, partially deaf, and no longer able to lift cases of beer.
Now, she takes community college courses online.
Red says everybody at the motel looks after each other.
That older lady, she told me here a couple of days ago that she's usually broke at the end of the month and doesn't have much food. She told me that, and I about came unglued. And I've taken her dinner every single night since she told me that.
Red says she was raised that way.
And she's got a lot of grit.
All I've ever wanted is a house of my own and not to worry about where I'm going to pay my electric bill. I see myself not giving up till I get it.
That kind of determination is the spirit that drew people to Route 66.
A lot of people still move along the old Mother Road and wind up in small towns.
Where you can find people who may have lost hope before they found each other. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales.
And I'm Mark Newman in Flagstaff.